Well, good evening on this Saturday evening. A little different having church on Saturday evening. A little different for me trying to hold a mic because I talk with my hands so much. But we're thankful for this place and again thankful for Casa Cristiana for allowing us to use their great, beautiful auditorium. And we're thankful for Brother Frankie for coming and giving us his time to set up all the tech stuff and our volunteers as well. Continuing our series on holiness, truth, and the presence of God tonight, and the title of the message is Falsehood and Idols. Falsehood and Idols. I want to encourage you to take notes tonight, and let the Holy Spirit speak to you as He's here tonight, and touch you with something that may be shared from the Word. We're going to begin in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, if you want to be turning there. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, it will be our first scripture. But, you know, when you think about heaven, if you think about heaven, do you ever think about heaven? Do you? Often? That's great. Great. You know, I, as I was preparing this message back at the beginning of the week, I realized I don't think about heaven every day. I'm glad you do, Beth. That's great. And it, you know, the Holy Spirit spoke to me. I need to think about heaven every day. I mean, I think about heaven a lot, but I realize I don't think about it every day. But if you think about heaven, and as you think about heaven, are we just seeking to be saved, or are we seeking to be like Jesus? Have we just got a destination in mind? Or are we aware of what that destination, the distance between here and that destination should look like? I can tell you this, if our goal is not to be Christ-like, we soon fall into dead works and empty deception. You see, salvation is a person, Jesus. It's being conformed to His image. And that's what saves us and makes us holy. You see, it's easy for us to fake Christianity. It's carried out week after week in churches all over the country. You see, it's not just another interpretation of the Bible. We need to get to where our faith in Him and our love Father, we thank you tonight for your presence in this place. Thank you for your word. Thank you for truth. God, help us to experience your holiness. Help us to understand that holiness is not something for super spiritual people. It's just for people and anyone and everyone who knows your son Jesus, who has faith in him, who believes in him, who trusts in him. Help us to know, God, that holiness is experience your presence in our life every day, changing us, encouraging us, loving us. It's having a sensitivity of your presence in our life every day. So, Father, I pray that all of us will do what your word says. Your word says in James, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. And so I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that every one of us would draw near to you so that you will draw near to us. And we will experience the power of the living God in our lives. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We honor you. We worship you. We adore you, Father. We love you, God. Thank you, God, for just being God in our lives. Lord, I pray for all those gathered here tonight. Maybe there's needs here that just couldn't be expressed. I pray, God, for relationships. I pray for people's bodies, for health and wholeness. I pray for emotional wounds to be healed in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, for spiritual wisdom for each and every one of us. In the strong name of Jesus, amen. Amen. If you made any kind of decision tonight, make sure you fill out that connection point. Give us an opportunity to connect with you, to pray for you. We pray over those things. And so make sure you fill that out and drop it in the bag when it comes by. Okay, Heartcry family and friends, it's offering time. Amen. That was kind of weak. It's offering time. Yes. Ushers, that's your signal.